The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces freedom. Open spaces, come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I am coming to you from the Milwaukee Journal Outdoor Show up at the fairgrounds and beautiful, just on the west side of Milwaukee. Ain't a hater, you know, but hey, come on up here. If you're in, you know, Wisconsin, you're in northern Illinois, you want to take a little bit of a ride, it's going to be a good show. We're going to have a lot of fun, and who knows, you know, we have all kinds of things going on in my booth, and yeah, we have a lot of fun in my booth. We'll just leave it at that. Hey, I mean, we're coming into the change of the seasons, aren't we? We're losing ice real quick in a lot of places, and it's very dangerous. Remember, you know, some people walk the plank. I don't walk the plank. That means from the shore to ice, and ice thins from the underneath up. And please, 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 if you think you're on safe ice, think twice. That's all I'm going to ask you this time of the year. It's very, very iffy in a lot of places, and it's just going real fast. It really, really is. But you know what? I want to talk about, since we're having, you know, losing our ice, and Lake Michigan has really opened up in a lot of areas. I mean, they're still getting some perch on the lakefront. We'll try to talk about that later in the program in our fishing reports. But, you know, there's a lot more activity fishing-wise going on because crappies are going to get excited. Largemouth bass are going to be cruising the shoreline or looking for some green weeds and stuff like that, the, you know, last of the winter. So they're going to be out there. Let's not pass it up. But you know what? I want you to tell all of your friends, whatever state they live in, whatever country, because they listen to us in Europe on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on the internet stream. So wherever your outdoor friends are, you tell them to tune in and listen to either the ESPN Chicago app or go directly to the website Chauncey's Great Outdoors and click on the word podcast. And you can hear our today's show or many other shows and even subscribe for free so you can get it downloaded. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. And remember, you know, to like us at Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, lay back, and enjoy today's show, wherever you're at. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio program and show in the Midwest and beyond. On this week's show, we have Jeff Miltmore. That's M-I-L-T-M-O-R-E, Miltmore. Jeff Miltmore. He's a very, oh my, this guy has got like, you know, 40 years of experience of Lake Michigan fishing and salmon fishing and charter captaining and first mating and many, many other things. But he is also going to talk to us today about power lining for salmon in the spring right after ice is out. Go to the Facebook page of mine and you'll see a picture of what power lining looks like. We have a little diagram up there. So he's going to be talking to us about that. Then our good friend Chris Jakes, he's been on talking to us about a lot of other animals in the state of Illinois, but he's the wildlife disease program manager for the state of Illinois. And we're going to have to talk with, this is our educational segment of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we're going to be talking about the bird flu that's killed millions of wild birds, not counting the farm birds, but millions of wild birds from sandhill cranes, ducks, geese, and many others. And last but not least, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report bringing you something what's going on in Western Michigan. And I'm pretty sure he's got a hockey tournament, but I'm going to still look for a fishing report for my good buddy Aiden. So once again, sit back, enjoy the time, or come on up here to Milwaukee and see me at the Milwaukee Journal Outdoor Show. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us? Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey guys, stop! Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boygan for the trophy bite.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yes, we are in early March. I understand that, but Lake Michigan is pretty well thawing out. And if what ice you do see, it's leaving. Trust me. But what that means is you need to think. If you've never done it, we're going to teach you. If you've done it, you're going to understand us. But I'm with Jeff Miltmore right now, who is really a longtime power line fisherman on the lakefront. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me, Chauncey.
No sweat. Now, let me explain to some people. A power line is where you throw out this lead weight. Attached to that lead weight
is a stretching rubber band. And we're not talking about a rubber band that you put around your newspaper, okay? We're talking about a long one. And you pull that rubber band in till it's just, you feel like it's going to pop, and you tie on a string of hooks, right?
Correct.
And that string of hooks then floats, is pulled out into Lake Michigan, and you could catch whatever. Is that kind of like what a, is that a good explanation of a power
line? That pretty much sums it up. You know, a lot of people, you know, they consider it like a trout line, you know, with a series of hooks on it.
Right.
You know, and that's basically what it is, you know.
Yeah. Oh, here's another good way of, you know, Jeff, sometimes the brain gets in the gear. And you said it. If you're an old Chicago perch fisherman and you use the trolley system of catching perch or smelt, basic concept is the same way, except that you're not using a trolley weight going up and down a line. That line is a rubber band, and it takes your hooks out.
Right.
That's, I never thought of it that way to explain to somebody. But now,
yeah, it's a little easier that way, you know. But things have really changed a lot. You know, when I first started power lining, we used to throw it out by hand.
Yeah.
You know, a railroad spike.
Right.
But, you know, it worked good at the time. And now things have changed. You know, probably in 30, 40 years ago, we started using fire extinguishers for shooting our weight out.
Mm.
And that, you know, and now you can shoot it out 200-300 yards. So you can really get it out there a long ways. So
that
has helped tremendously.
Because you're covering more water.
More water.
With your hooks. Now,
right.
The hooks that you use, how many can you use on your power line?
Well, you can in Illinois, you can use up to
50?
I've seen guys use 50, and I mean, that's a lot. I use 24, you know, and most guys are around that 20, 24 mark, you know, or I should say anywhere from 12 to 24.
Okay.
You know, you start running 50, that gets a little expensive, you know, that's a lot of bait to buy.
I just can't even imagine running. If the fish are in, you're going to be over your limit maybe in about 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they're biting, you know, I've been done as quick as 20 minutes.
Wow.
You know, I've had seven on at the same time.
Yeah. You know. So you've got this line of hooks, and it's, you know, if you've ever seen commercial fishermen, it's, you know, a little bit similar to that. And the hooks are spaced some people have them spaced 2 feet, some longer, some shorter, whatever.
Yeah, mine average about 5 feet.
Okay.
5 feet apart. And then my leaders, I start out the season about 24 inches.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we, in the spring, and really we're talking coho salmon, right?
Correct.
And I'm telling you, yes, kings and catching the big salmon and the lake trout are great. But boy, if you want good eating. Whoo.
Oh, the cohos are the best.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't get any better because they're small. You know, right now they're probably, I mean, early March like this, they're really small.
Yeah.
Maybe 12, 14 inches. But, I mean, that's the best eating.
Oh,
you know, once they get a little bigger, you know, probably like that 14 to 18 inches,
mm-hmm.
That's prime eating right there.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. But now, what do you use for bait when you set these hooks?
Overall, the number one bait is extra large fatheads. That's number one. That's what I, you know, prefer.
Mm.
But then night crawlers, shrimp, those are, you know, two and three, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your top three baits. A lot of guys still use spawn sacks. They work. But, you know, overall, the fatheads are the number one, you know.
Hmm.
That's your best, you know. That's you know, but 90%, I shouldn't say 90%, 70% of the fish are caught on in the spring.
Okay, now, when you let this line out, I've seen on both ends, the one furthest out and the one closest, you put a bobber on it.
Correct.
A big bobber, not a little. We're right. Not talking a
oh, yeah.
crappy bobber.
It's like a 3-4 inch bobber.
Yeah.
You know, and in the early spring, I run three bobbers. I got one on the very front, one in the middle, and one in the back. And I early in the year, I run them. They're about. I got like a 2 feet leader on them. You know, because
mm-hmm.
this time of year, most of, you know, when the bait shows up, it's generally high in the water column, and that's where the warmer water is.
Right.
Generally. You know, so the fish are cold, are generally in the top 10 feet of water.
Cool. And
as the season progresses and the water warms up, And then I'll lengthen the leader on the bobber. You know, 3-4 feet, get them down a little deeper.
Right. So you keep it, you know, closer to the surface, you know, like you said, a couple feet down. And then do you ever take off the bobber that's further out so it drips, drops a little deeper?
Yeah, at times, you know, when fishing's, if it's, you know, when fishing's tough, you know, sometimes we take all the bobbers off. You know, sometimes the fish are closer to the bottom, you know. So, you know, we vary it, you know, see what's working.
See what's working. Now, the other thing is, okay, we talked about, got the lead out there, you got the rubber band on there. All of this is attached to what I call fishing ingenuity.
Correct.
It's, you know, a 5-gallon bucket with a piece of wood inside of it, and there can be a spool. I've seen people use bait casting reels that to reel the line up. I've seen old, when you buy bulk line in a bait shop and you, when you get your reel spun, you say, hey, you know, put some 10-pound test, and they pull this, you know, big circular round plastic thing. I've seen a lot of those on the lakefront.
Yeah, that's what the majority of people use.
Yeah, and that all that does is hold a line that you're bringing back and pulling, letting go, right?
Correct. That's all it does.
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
it's like a reel on a rod.
Right. I have a picture of one of those setups on my Facebook page talking about today's show, so people get an idea of what we're talking, you know, we're talking about.
Oh yeah, right.
Now, you know, so you pull that in. It is highly, highly, highly recommended. You have a long-handled net.
Absolutely. I think where I fish in Waukegan, our piers aren't that high like Chicago.
Yeah.
But there's different places that I fish where, you know, my handle, I think, is it's like 17 feet. You know, the longer the handle, the better for pier fishing.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to reach out.
Right, right.
And if even if it's, you know, you got a 6-foot drop, you don't want to be, you know, laying on your belly to net a fish.
Oh, right.
You know, that's, I don't know.
Like early in the spring, we don't even use a net, you know, because they're small.
They're smaller.
You can just lift them right up. But you never know when you're going to get that big guy, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, so power lining, it goes crazy early in the season. When does it start dropping off?
I would say generally the end of April, you know, for us. I mean, I've caught them as late as, I had one of my best days I ever had was about 3 years ago, and that was May 14th. Mm. But generally, March and April, you know, in April, it's pretty much over, you know.
Okay.
But it depends on water temp. I'm not saying they're not there. It just that's when it slows down. And then the boat traffic gets bad.
Yes. That's, you know. And that's the other thing I was going to ask you. Everybody, we're talking with Jeff Miltimore. And, you know, Jeff, You get a lot of boats that are going up and down that shoreline, and if you're 100 yards out, those people they're not looking, are they?
No, you know, the majority of them are pretty good, yeah. You know. But there's, you know, which I understand, there's a lot of people just don't know what we're doing.
Right.
They don't know we have lines, you know, 600 feet out, you know. So I got an air horn I blow, but, you know, overall, we don't have too many incidents with boats. It happens, but it's not, you know,
It's not a common thing.
No, you know, it's when it starts to, you know, and that's mostly the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can fish during the week, you know, it's much nicer. But I understand, you know, not everybody can. Mm-hmm. So you got to fight the traffic sometimes.
Yes, stay off the Dan Ryan.
When
you're setting up your lines, can you run more than one line, power line?
Oh yeah, I used to run two. You know, I'd have like, you know, 24 on each one. It's a lot of work with two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys that run two. But to me, it's one. I mean, I can barely keep up with one at times.
Wow.
You know, but, you know, like I said, you can run up to 50 hooks, but I've seen guys run, you know, two. So, you know, like I said, I used to do it, but it's power lining is a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever caught something that's not a salmon?
I've got northern.
Really?
Yeah. I've gotten a few northern over the years. Gotten a couple carp, you know. But that's, you know, perch, we've gotten them. I've heard whitefish, burbot, mm-hmm. you know. But me personally, it's just been you know, northern and perch.
I bet you that field's different hand lining it in.
Oh yeah, you know. and the carp, they're a total disaster. They just they totally screw up the whole power line. Got everything tangled. It wasn't worth it.
That's good. Well, you know, Jeff, can you also power line fish in the fall?
Well, you can power line all year.
Okay.
You know, I've tried it in the fall, never had any real success. I didn't really want to tie into a king. I mean, that can really be a disaster on a power line.
I never thought of that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but I power line just about every month except for during the summer. I'd say June, July, and August are the only months I've never gone power line. You know, I've had success, but the best time is the spring, you know.
If you don't know what have the gear for power lining, what I would suggest is don't go buy the stuff first. Go down to the lakefront and walk the lakefront and talk to these fishermen with it, because 99.99999% of them will love to tell you what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And then you could learn, you get a new friend also, but you can learn on that. But then, you know, there's certain bait shops that carry more of the gear, carry more of the lines and stuff. And you could learn that from these guys on the lakefront. So don't just stop at a bait shop, pick it all up and go down or go home. Let somebody teach you one time, and trust me, all of the power line fishermen I know are very open to talk.
Oh, they are. You know, the best thing to do is go down to Montrose on a weekend and just watch. Or there'll be 100 guys there, and there'll be 100 different setups on how they're doing it. You know, but you can learn so much just by watching.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on my program this morning and talking about power line fishing in Chicago. Yes, they do it in other parts of the country, but it is really popular in Chicago and going up towards Wisconsin. It really is. Cool. Thanks so much, my friend.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. Right.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded
by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day March 29th and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie. Some call it a
water. Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, I'm careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I have somebody on the phone with me that I am, I'm excited to talk to this guy because we haven't queued up anything beforehand, and we're talking with Chris Jakes, who is the Wildlife Program Disease Manager. Did I get that right, Chris?
Wildlife Disease Program Manager, but close enough.
Got close. And the reason I'm excited about talking to him is because there's all this this avian bird flu thing that's going on, not just here, but it's everywhere, right?
It's a nationwide thing now, yeah, and even beyond that, kind of a worldwide thing, yeah, as at this point in time, yeah.
Worldwide?
Well, certainly, yeah. It's documented in many different countries now, but yeah, of course, we focus here in North America, but yeah, it's a pandemic. It's far-reaching. So.
Wow. Now, obviously, it's everywhere. I mean, we're talking not just a couple of dead birds. We're talking millions of birds, right?
Hundreds of thousands, certainly. But, you know, it's difficult to quantify that exact number only because, you know, every state agency is somewhat limited in their capacity to test and confirm all dead birds. But, yeah, certainly on the order of hundreds of thousands. We have, you know, across the country now, you know, many, many tens of thousands where we have confirmed HPAI across all the states, certainly,
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's, you know, waterfowl, it's, I know Indiana had recently had a bunch of waterfowl and sandhill cranes. They had, you know, eagles in Cook County were found dead from the flu. About 2 months ago, we had a whole bunch of them on the ice up on the Illinois-Wisconsin border. And we don't even know how many may have died that a raccoon or coyote ate, you know?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, so that's why, you know, quantifying that number is very difficult. But yeah, and when I say, you know, hundreds of thousands, well, I'm talking waterfowl. I mean, if we throw in their domestic flocks, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Millions. On millions of birds.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, I know, but just waterfowl. I mean, and think of this, folks. This is, if you're a duck hunter or stuff, or even bird watcher, and I mean, who loves watching the, you know, because I duck hunt and I like to watch the ducks, okay? And there's been days in a duck blind, I just sat there and watched the mallard swimming by because he looked so cool, you know?
sure, absolutely.
But now, this flu, we really don't know where it kind of crawled out of the muck, do we?
You know, we don't. You know, and the thing about this particular flu is, you know, like many viruses, it's evolving through time. We have different clades. We have different, you know, strains of this virus. The most recent strain being detected in Illinois, H5N9. We're all talking about H5N1 as the strain that's had, you know, the most impact on wild bird populations. But now we've got kind of a new strain in town, H5N9. So it's evolving through time, and it's the nature of a virus, I guess, an effective virus at that, and it's doing exactly that. So in terms of its ability to where it is targeting, you know, body tissue in the body. It began in North America when birds were first exposed to it and presented as a gastrointestinal illness. And at that point, the virus in people was respiratory. But now it seems to be changing, such that HPAI in non-human mammals is now presenting with neurological symptoms. So in this clade of viruses, it crosses blood-brain barriers, and the virus isolates become, you know, coming from the brain rather than the lung or the GI tract. So things are just changing through time, and it makes it pretty challenging to keep up with what's going on with this virus. But we do know what it's doing, and it's doing a very effective job at that, of killing birds.
So, yeah, it's doing a damn good job at what it's doing. But
in non-human mammals, of course. Yeah. It seems to be affecting everything from waterfowl to mice and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seems to be running its course, and it's very difficult to establish effective biosecurity measures when, you know, the list of species that it seems to be affecting seems endless. I mean, it's affecting all species at this point. So
Well,
so it's very difficult.
DNR and other agencies have said if you see or come across a dead bird, you should not just pick it up barehanded.
Yeah. We would certainly caution against that. Don't pick it up. Contact somebody. Contact one of us, a local, you know, district wildlife biologist. You can go online. And we're really asking the public, you know, to help us out with larger mortality events of at least 5 dead birds or more. I mean, a single bird, you know, our phones are kind of ringing off the hooks anyway, so we're trying to limit this to 5 or more dead birds over a relatively short amount of time, over a couple of day period. And, yeah, don't touch these things if you can. Certainly not with bare hands.
No.
Wear proper, you know, PPEs, you know, whether that be gloves or, you know, proper clothing, a respiratory, you know, respirator, whatever that is. Be cautious about this and just avoid handling sick or dead waterfowl when you find them in the field.
Now, the thing about a dog picking it up, I mean, that's where it's jumping from one to another.
Right.
Think of all the people with the waterfowl dogs, the labs, the golden retrievers and stuff I may say this wrong, so everybody out there that's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors and Chris Jakes from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, apologize if I phrase it wrong. Okay. But this is, it's an airborne. You're going to get it not just from contact, but it's almost like you, the ducks are passing it because they're next to each other, quacking it, breathing, you know?
Yes, kind of respiratory, transmission of this virus, So it's that makes it pretty challenging. Control, if we can, and we can. So our approach is simply, like all other states across the Midwest and beyond now, is just surveillance. We're surveilling the disease and trying to collect samples across representative areas of our state. Our state is divided into five regions, the Northwest, Northeast, East, Central, West, Central, and Southern regions of the state. And we're just, at this point, trying to collect birds from representative sites across these regions to confirm the presence of HPAI, which we have done successfully. Yeah.
And there's really, I remember, I think it was when CWD came out, the very beginning, people would say, well, why can't we just go out and have sharpshooters shoot the deer with medicine and stuff? It doesn't work like that, folks.
this would have to, logistically, that's daunting enough in and of itself.
Yeah.
But to treat these birds in a way that a non-lethal type of treatment is just logistically, it would be impossible for any agency to do on a scale large enough to be able to have an impact, a positive impact on, minimizing infection in birds.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Now,
they just don't have the staff and the resources to be able to do that.
You have to think so big. I apologize, everybody. Your brain is not big enough to comprehend how big that would have to be.
The fact that, of course, being waterfowl, they're migratory, and they kind of migrate up and down flyways that span international borders, more than just the country. So it's it would require, probably some communication and planning with other countries, Canada and Mexico, in our case, to be able to implement something like that, which would be, adding to the difficulty of trying to treat birds in a way that's broad enough to have a measurable impact.
When you said Mexico, it got me thinking about, there are a lot of people in this world that live off the land or live in desolate areas, and you find yourself a duck that looks pretty good, like, I wonder why it died, and they just take it home and eat it. You could be just mainlining it to yourself, possibly.
Fortunately, though, infection rates in humans is still pretty low. All across the country now. So, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, and for those who have had HPAI, they may sing a different tune. Well, I've had this. I've battled this virus. So, but relatively speaking to other species that are affected, humans still have very low infection rates with this.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, including me, I think it was September, October, I stopped putting seed out in the bird feeder because they asked us to. They said, please don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Is it ever going to look like we could start doing it, or we have to do it on a limited basis, like they got to eat it all in one day, or something? Or
from our perspective, we're going to just kind of monitor the progression of this disease, of this virus, through time and space. And, if it should ramp up like it did when we first detected and put the temporary ban on bird feeders and feeding birds, or ask the public to do that, we may return to that. But at this point in time, we're just going to, assess and monitor and adapt as we go.
So
it's possible, but I don't know that it's a certainty at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do what we, think we need to do to protect the natural resources for the state of Illinois and the residents of it, which we take that very, very seriously. And we will continue to do that in the best interest of the residents of the state, to enjoy these natural resources.
To all of my listeners out there, you've heard me say it over and over, to be a better fisherman, to be a better hunter, to be a better outdoorsman, learn the science of the outdoors, like we're learning right now from Chris Jakes about the bird flu and what has happened, what they're going through, and what we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but we're learning about what it is
what we should do, shouldn't do, be aware of. And, I mean, these are all important, whether you're a fisherman, hunter, bird watcher, bird feeder, whatever. Whatever you do, remember, everything in the outdoors is connected. I don't care what you think about it. Everything is connected. The raccoons are part of the birds. The birds are part of the deer. I mean, everything is connected out there, folks. And it freaks me out when we talk about this.
We study these ecosystems and broader regions of study, landscapes and communities and the like. They're infinitely complex. So all the interactions between all the species are such that our two and perhaps three dimensional brains really can't wrap our heads around the true complexity in these systems, which is we're only just beginning to scratch the surface of what we think we know in these systems. So there's much, much to be learned still by all of us with HBAI as it continues to evolve through time.
Can I ask you one? Now, this is a really personal question. Has there any reports of turkeys getting this?
I have not seen any reports come in on turkeys, but the list is certainly it's expanding. Of everything that I have seen, I have seen no wild turkeys in Illinois or in other states to date, that I know of. So,
yeah, and the only reason I was asking that when you think of waterfowl are community birds. They kind of hang together, you see a good flock of them. Usually they're bumping into each other and quacking and stuff. And turkeys are the only ones that, and I'm a turkey hunter. That's why I asked Chris. I was like, thank God I haven't heard any about turkeys, but maybe it's because turkeys, they mate. Yes. That's how we get little turkeys. But they don't hang next to each other like a lot of these other species, songbirds, this, that, hummingbirds, I have no idea, but I would assume that they would also be fragile, in this process because they are close to each other a lot,
I mean, turkeys are a little bit more solitary, I mean, relatively speaking, certainly to waterbirds, if you think about it, they're an upland game bird as well, so they're, they're kind of a different taxonomic group, and that we find that, still seems to be the case that, groups of birds outside of the water birds are still relatively less affected by HPAI. And that continues to be the case, even as the disease and the virus continues to evolve. And, that pattern seems to be holding with respect to passerines and upland game birds, relatively low infection rates.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. We're learning every day, right?
Absolutely.
We learn every day.
Us included. We continue to do the best we can to keep up with, all the information out there. I mean, that's being provided by people studying this disease. Mm-hmm. And, we'll continue to be proactive in doing exactly that.
Yeah. Well, Chris,
manage these resources the best we can.
Chris, I want to thank you for coming on, and as I would call it, the educational interview of my show. I'm an outdoor geek and I'm an outdoorsman, but I want to know and learn about these other things so people have the right information to talk about, to think about, and stuff like that. And that's why, we get people like Chris on that you may not hear about on TV stations or any other outdoor shows that are out there. But, I mean, it's an important thing to learn more about what we have right in our own backyard. Okay?
Absolutely. Agreed. Appreciate you having me on, Chauncey.
No problem, Chris. Everybody, Chris Jakes, he's the program? You got to give me the whole title.
The Wildlife Disease Program Manager.
Program Manager. The DNR is going to have to give you guys bigger business cards.
Right.
Because you need it. All right, Chris, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Yep, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is doing it again. Waterworks and Mercury are offering up to a 7-year extended warranty coverage depending on the motor you want on a new boat, or repower that boat full of family memories for the next generation with a new Mercury motor. On top of that, Lund is also offering up to $7,500 in savings on select models. And Lowe is offering up to $5,000 in savings on select models. Now is the perfect time to take advantage of the high-value offer only at Waterworks Marine. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey sent you. The Illinois Conservation Foundation invites you to a night of celebration at the 2025 Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. Join us Thursday, March 13th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, for an evening dedicated to the great outdoors. The night kicks off with a cocktail hour at 5:30 p.m., followed by dinner and a special program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame and the Illinois Outdoor Excellence Award winners. You'll be surrounded by fellow outdoors enthusiasts from across the state, enjoying great food, camaraderie, and a chance to bid on exciting auction prizes, both in person and online. Don't miss this chance to celebrate those who make a difference in Illinois' outdoors. Get your tickets now at ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org. Just click on Gala and be sure to check the box 10 days before the event when the online auction goes live. So rally your hunting and fishing buddies, and we'll see you at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala. I'll be there. On March 29th, come to Waterworks Marine Open House at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. This is a day of fun for you, your friends, and family. We kick off at 6 a.m. with the broadcast of my program, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, live at Waterworks. You can hear seminars on hummingbird and Minn Kota products, boating safety from the Coast Guard, fishing guides from Lake Michigan, and your kids will even learn about high school fishing programs. Talk to factory reps from Lowe, Lund, Mercury, and more. Bring your boat in for a free vessel safety check. And Waterworks Marine, they will also be donating a portion of all sales at the open house to Chicago Adaptive Sports No Limits Fishing. And they will demonstrate how they make fishing Lake Michigan accessible to everyone. So mark your day, March 29th, and come to Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 for more info.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy, little cousin to the big ball.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And like I said, we had our educational segment here today about the bird flu. I enjoyed that and also the power line of information. Let's get to some fishing reports. My man Aiden sent me one. It says, Papa, this weekend we're in the Upper Peninsula for a statewide hockey tournament, but I will have a report next week. Lots of water is flowing in the rivers, and steelheaders are looking for the rivers to give more action than any place else. They're using spawn sacks and skein and are letting it roll down the stream, and then they cast back up and let it roll back down again and again. Even you could catch one. Ha, 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 ha. You could tell he's turning into a 14-year-old. Love you. Leaving for the tournament soon. Remember, I can always use a few extra lures. Okay, Aiden, just don't make fun of your grandpa too much, okay? And don't forget, that was sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. And they are having their open house on the 29th, and we're doing a live broadcast from there at 6 a.m. So come on out. Let's have some fun. Drink coffee. Madison, Wisconsin. The black bear den survey season is coming to a close, and the Wisconsin DNR is encouraging the public to submit any den locations they find. Don't go up and stick your head in there. But if you find a bear location, mark it down, hit your phone, get a GPS note, and then turn it in. Because they want to check out the bears and see if they're doing okay. But they also need to figure out what the reproduction rates have been between each management area and stuff like that. Also, they want to know if Yogi Bear is eating too much human food and reproduction rates are dropping. That's what they're thinking, but they got to prove it. Wisconsin River, the walleye are really biting good. Oh, Jesus. My buddy's up there saying, Chauncey, get in your car. Come up here. They're jigging minnow. That's all they're using. Boom, boom, boom. Beneath the dam, by the dells, catching a number of fish. My good friend Grace Olson, she sent me a photo of her and a couple of friends that were out on a boat on Braidwood Lake because that opened up. They said they had a great time catching bass later in the afternoon, as you can see by her photos on my Facebook page at Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Remember that, Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook, and like it so you keep getting information about that. That's always going to be fun. And if you want to be get your picture on our Facebook page, send it to Chauncey N. Like November, Chauncey N at AOL.com. Many other anglers also caught bass and other fish, she said. So that was a good sign. Chain of Lakes, ice is leaving fast. That's my report from Captain Tony. Ice is going fast. Walleye, stripers, and some crappie were all noted out of open water. And don't forget the cooling lakes. Yep, their LaSalle Lakes reopens March 15th and Heideke on April 1st. Des Plaines River, you get down there, south around Hodgkins area and that part of the Des Plaines River, you see a lot of northern pike, and that's where they're casting them to them from shore. Something that's got a lot of flash in them, and those pike are slamming them, and there's some, and we're talking pike in the 30, 32, 36 inch size. So those are good pike. Those are good, nothing wrong with that. DuPage River, we saw some walleye activity. We got a couple of photos from a friend of mine who fishes the DuPage, and he said he got smaller walleyes, but he heard some guys got a little bit bigger, but all of his walleye were under 11 inches. He said more like 12. That's nothing wrong with that. It's a fish. If you're looking into Wisconsin waters, Darren, my buddy, wants to remind everyone that the 2024-25 game fish season in Wisconsin lakes has concluded midnight this past Sunday, and the harvest season isn't going to reopen probably until May. I think it's the first Saturday in May. Anglers, you can still catch, he says. You can still go out and catch, largemouth, smallmouths in the rivers and panfish and northern pike, especially in the rivers with walleye. Those are still open, but the lakes, those are the ones where the game fish is going to be on hiatus for a while. Kankakee River, right, just prior to the muddy spot. Jameson, who sent me notes, said, Chauncey says, I caught like 4 smallmouth bass, and then the rain came, and the river got muddy. I imagine it did get muddy out there. So that's what happens there. Chicago Lakefront, that water's opening up. Look, it looks got a good color to it, clarity and everything. I like it. Some people said, oh, it's too dark, it's too green. You know, just cast that spoon and you'll catch some coho. Some boaters that I know said they caught coho, a couple of lake trout. Some of these guys are going out and they're just vertical jigging lake trout with a pretty good-sized white plastic bait on a jig, and they're catching them that way. A lot of people don't think about Lakers that way, but when you hook a Laker that way, you better hold on to that rod. It's going to take off on you. Madison Lakes, once again, you know, that one's shut down with the end of the season, so please, you know, don't go running up there, but some bluegill activity's been doing very well up on that chain, the Madison chain. And our good buddies in Northwest Indiana are telling me, Chauncey, the perch are still being taken out of the 87th Street slip and other locations on the lakefront. Boaters are running out to 45 to 60 feet of water straight out by the Gary Lighthouse with fathead minnows and perch rigs, and that's the way you want to go. Don't forget it. Southwest Michigan, don't forget, we're getting some reports from Benton Harbor area for my man Thomas. Thomas said that on Wednesday, they were out catching some steelhead and walleye from the boats coming out of the Benton Harbor area, but he didn't know what was happening in the river. So there's a lot of action going on, whether it's the Cook County Forest Preserves, the lakes, the chain, and Lake Michigan, you know, some of the rivers in Wisconsin or Western Michigan. Check it all out. You can't go wrong. I mean, this is that time of the year where things are popping, breaking. As soon as we get a little bit of stable weather, and it stops raining, so that doesn't make it too muddy, it'll be okay. And, whoop, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from the Lakota Nation. It says, see how the boy is with his sister and other ones in his home lodge. You can then know how that man will be with your daughter later in life. Very true. See how a boy is with his sister and other ones in his family, and you can see how he's going to be a man to your daughter later in life. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're really borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on up to Milwaukee, everybody.